This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
We're back. Yes, we are. Ashley, what's good, girl?
Hey, guys. So last week, you know, we talked all about Claire and Tayshia and what the heck is going on in Palm Springs. Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys obviously know that Ben and I are kind of, we kind of know what's going on because there are some pictures of me that leaked, okay? So, I mean, I can't hide it from you guys, but I also have to say that I don't think it's my place to speak on what's going on down there until The Bachelor, ABC, Warner discusses for themselves, because there has been no confirmation from The Bachelor camp.
Well, and, I mean, Ashley, don't get me wrong, but we don't want to just like spoil the whole season on this podcast. Like, there are some things that we have to hold back unless, you know, they're going to be made public, which obviously this whole thing going on in Palm Springs has been pretty public. It's been pretty talked about. What are you exactly talking about? Like, did you feel like you didn't share enough or you should have shared
less? No, okay. So there is obviously now people are like, oh, Ashley's lying. She like knows what's going on.
Right.
So I don't want people to think that I'm lying, but like, I'm not at will to be able to, like, I'm not going to spoil it. Right.
Well, and in your defense, you didn't lie, because when we did the podcast last week, a lot of this was still unknown to you.
That's very true. That is very true. 'Cause I had not seen The Bachelorette or been on any sort of set at that point. So that was something I wanted to say. But there was also some stuff that I felt like I was maybe hypocritical about last week, because I was like, I'm the girl who says you can fall in love. Like, I fell in love with Jared at first sight. And then I was saying that Claire leaving after 12 days with a guy seemed risky. So I have like a whole bunch that I wanted to say about that.
Well, let's say it, Ashley.
Okay. So last week, I seemed a little hypocritical when I was talking about and Claire. We named him, right, last week? Was the guy that she's rumored to leave with.
That's right, yes.
Okay. After all, you know, you guys did see me fall head over heels in love with Jared immediately. The second I saw him, you know, he was like the center of my whole world. And then I believed at love at first sight. Like, when I saw Jared, I thought like, oh, this is love at first sight, because I never felt anything like that before. But I also think that love at first sight needs time to prove itself true. And last week I was speaking with the assumption that Claire and Dale have never spoken before the show, before like actually filming the show, and that she quit the show 12 days into being with him. Like, even in my vows, it's my anniversary tomorrow.
Happy anniversary, Ashley and Jared.
Isn't that crazy? Thanks. Yeah. But even my vows, I was like, every day proves to me that love at first sight does exist. And if Claire and Dale were having like hours long FaceTimes for months, then I'd have a completely different feeling on her wanting to leave and just be with him after 12 days. That being said, I do also believe that if I were in her position, I wouldn't be able to fake being interested in other men. I remember trying, I remember people in Paradise telling me, like, just try to be open with that guy. Or, like, maybe you'll want to go on a date with that person. Or, like, maybe there's going to be somebody that comes down and you're going to be really into him. I'm like, no, you guys, I'm not going to be open with anybody else right now. I was very adamantly like, no, my eyes will not be open to somebody else in this environment or in the state of mind that I'm in. I just get like very zoned in, and I completely relate with Claire in that way, that like tunnel vision when it comes to the romance department. I think what I was trying to say, and maybe I'm over explaining myself, maybe it came across completely non-hypocritical last week, but I think that it would just be safer and less risky. It's a less risky bet if you end up with somebody after spending the entire allotted time on The Bachelorette with them instead of 12 days. And then, like, at least going on and finishing the entire season, you like eliminate the what ifs. You know that I am like the big, like eliminate all what if scenarios in your life if possible. But, you know, I also know that love is not a safe game. So those are all of my thoughts. Ben,
well,
how do you feel about my thoughts?
I feel like something has hurt you and it's personally offended you because you do feel like you found love at first sight. And that you want, I mean, here's the thing. Since the very beginning, even when I questioned it, you've been the biggest supporter of Claire. You've been a huge fan of her being the Bachelorette. And as we talked about last week, like ultimately as fans of the show, we want people to find love, however and whenever it works. The concern, though, is it just happens so freaking quick on a show that already happens really quick. And so I think everybody was like, what in the world's going on? And that's a fair response, is to then have the follow-up questions on how did you know he was the one? Did you guys get to talk off camera? And we'll find that out as we go. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's wrong to have the questions of, tell me more about how in 12 days you knew this was worth leaving for. And if they both come and say, yeah, because it's just love at first sight, then I know you, Ash, and I know your response to them will be, you'll probably cry. Like, you'll probably get super emotional about it. So you're fine.
I know. I think I just, the risk is, stresses me out.
Because you care.
Because I care a lot about her finding her person through this.
Well, here's the thing,
Ashley.
I
care more than any other season.
Well, here's the thing, Ash. I bet you that you won't be the only Bachelor fan that has a similar reaction to this. And has a similar and a similar hope for Claire going into it is, I really want you to find your person. This is stressing me out. Tell me more, which is why this season is going to be so interesting and in a sense enjoyable to watch, because your questions will be answered and they're legitimate questions for you. Like, these are, you are personally invested into this season.
Yes. At this point, these are my questions. You're right. And then when I watch it, I'll be able to determine whether or not I'm like really off base. I think that I felt like I ended the podcast and I was like, oh, I didn't really mention that I seemed very hypocritical. I even knew it when I was saying it. I was like, because I am Miss Fall in Love hard and fast, but not very often. And then, but then at the same time, I really do feel like Claire was very much there for the right reasons. I just want her to walk away with somebody a lifelong partner.
I agree. And, you know, it's the hope. You know, it's really the hope.
Lots of feelings.
I'll be honest. Out of this, like, for her to leave in 12 days, I'm so pumped for Tayshia. We love Tayshia. She's gonna be fantastic. I'm a little sad because I was really excited to see Claire's story play out throughout the season, the ups and the downs and the twists and the turns and the heartbreaks and the celebrations. And we, from what it sounds like now, which nothing's confirmed, we won't really get that. And as for as great as Tayshia will be and for as great as that season will be to watch, I was really invested into Claire's story. And now it's not going to happen. And I think for all of us, like, you know, for Claire had the announcement, obviously, some things changed. Seasons got pushed back. And I think everybody was still really involved in seeing her love story play out. So, hey, all we got to do now is, Ashley, you've mentioned it. You have clarified. Now let's sit back. Let's watch this season. Let's talk about it. Let's discuss it. We want to hear from you. So please email us at BenandAshley@iHeartMedia.com or just to hashtag the Almost Famous Podcast. What are your thoughts? What are your feelings? Are you excited about this season? Does this, you know, rumor that has yet to be confirmed by the Bachelor world, does it make you intrigued? And, or maybe you're a little disappointed, and that's okay too. Let us know.
I like
know.
The way you said clarified, Ben. Oh, clarified.
Actually, that would be a terrific tagline for this season. Hey, Ashley, how about this? We've got some huge Bachelor headlines to talk about. Some really, hard ones to discuss. Then some ones that we want to celebrate. But before we do, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk Bachelor headlines. as promised, we come back with the Bachelor Hot Topics of this week. We're going to start with one. Ashley, I know this will probably hit home for you based on what you were just discussing before the break, but the headline reads, The Bachelorette's Becca Kufrin and Garrett break up after 2 years together.
Yeah, like I was saying before, the whole Bachelorette thing has not been confirmed by The Bachelor itself. Just like this story, which was everywhere this week, that Becca and Garrett broke up, has not come directly from the source. Neither Becca or Garrett has announced this. Becca even said underneath the E! News article in the comments, interesting source, quote, I mean, if nothing else, you could at least spell the names correctly in your article. Because apparently their names aren't spelled correctly either. So I wouldn't take this as confirmation that they're over.
I've not heard from either of them. But we just don't know. And this is obviously a very sensitive topic and one that, you know, we've been following for a while. But let's be slow to say it's for sure until they confirm in it. And quite honestly, like, let them confirm, even if they have to stretch it out for another 6 months. This is their story to share.
Yeah,
let them have their
saying.
Story. Yeah. Next article reads, there's a theory that ABC is secretly filming Bachelor in Paradise or Bachelor Pad down in Palm Springs alongside The Bachelorette.
I'm going to go ahead and confirm to the best of my ability. Even though this might be hypocritical, because I'm just saying you need to confirm with the source. But I think I have a close enough source to say that this is not happening. These are truly just rumors. This is just The Bachelorette filming down there. And a lot of people are saying that, like, COVID's happening. Why are there so many people down there in Palm Springs? You guys, the Bachelor bubble down there is the safest place you can be right now. There's so many tests going on down there and so much quarantining going on. Just wanted to put that out there.
They have definitely taken their measures. Sarah Hyland, it's talking about COVID, which feels like it has interfered with everything. But Sarah Hyland and Wells Adams celebrated their would-be wedding day this last week, wearing white, drinking wine, and having a great time together. They were supposed to be getting married. Obviously, it was postponed due to COVID, but they still celebrated, which is awesome to see. And we wish them the best, especially as the wedding will probably happen next year. Final article reads, Rachel Lindsay says she's, and I quote, thrilled about Tayshia Adams becoming the next Bachelorette.
So we know that earlier in the summer, Rachel was just wanting to, you know, she was liking the changes that the franchise was making, but she also wanted to make sure that it was a long-term thing and it wasn't just like an immediate reaction to the Black Lives Matter movement. And I feel like Rachel is feeling like it's not just like a reaction. Now that we have Tayshia as the Bachelorette, she says that she's been fighting for inclusion. And she said before that Tayshia would be an excellent Bachelorette. So she's more than happy to pass the torch to her. She said, I'm excited to see what she's going to do and how she will represent herself and her journey to find love. Now that she's in the driver's seat, I'm excited to see her get this opportunity.
Awesome. Super great. We're all excited for Tayshia. This will be a fantastic season.
Our last hot topic is so hot because it has to do with us. We're teaming up with FanVestor to raise money for No Kid Hungry. You can win a private virtual cocktail hangout with us and three of your closest friends. Plus, you will qualify for a daily $1,000 cash prize when you download the app. So the experience that you will be entering is amazing because it includes Chris Harrison's Seagram's Tropical Rosé. They're going to send it to your house, and it's so freaking delicious. It's the best drink ever. Ben is going to send you a dozen long-stem, beautiful roses, the ones you see on Bachelor Rose Ceremony from Hidden Garden Flowers.
Ashley will style you with an outfit from shopfineandfunky.com. Bachelor and Almost Famous podcast gift bag. Surprise guests from the past, our past, your past will join us. Video of the experience to share on social media.
You can just download the FanVestor app now at fanvestor.com. That is FANVESTOR.com. The app store. You do that on the app store. You can do it on Google Play. And all you have to do is set up an account to enter to win. You can also buy additional entries with proceeds going to No Kid Hungry. For more information, log on to fanvestor.com. Exclusively from the Almost Famous podcast and FanVestor. Invest with your heart.
Hey, Ashley, here's what's coming up on the podcast today. We are going to have Tanya Rad on to break down Jason Mesnick's season. People will be asking why Tanya. Well, because as we will hear, she is a huge fan of Jason Mesnick and a huge fan of that season. But before we bring Tanya on, we are going to talk to Rudy from The Bachelor, Listen to Your Heart. She has a new single out. So, Rudy, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Not much. So, we hear that you have a new single out called Stupid Boy. Mm. Is it about Matt?
Yeah, obviously. I feel like it's definitely about him. I also wrote it about every other stupid guy in my life that is just like him. So yeah, it was definitely, he inspired it for sure.
Okay, she's so honest and I love it. So if you guys don't remember, Matt was her love interest on Listen to Your Heart, which aired back in April. We love the two of you together. I feel like you may have had more fan support than anyone else because you just like had, you were so relatable. Mm-hmm. And your relationship was relatable. You guys were just so cute. Yeah. And so talented together. Amazing.
Oh,
on stage.
Thank you. Yeah, it was fun.
Where's your relationship with him at today?
We're good friends now. I feel like it kind of took a minute to step away from that for me because I really did like him. And, you know, my feelings still have not gone away. If I'd be lying if they said they did. But
you're amazing. I love how you're so open. Like,
yeah, I'm just like, whatever, screw it. But we're friends. I actually met all his family yesterday on FaceTime. He's in Connecticut right now. So, and they're all great. So I love him. We're just, you know, trying to figure it out. I haven't seen him though. So that's the thing too. It's like, I literally got home March and I haven't seen him since.
Well, I was
going
to say, if you guys were going to like kind of relight the flame, it wasn't the best time because you both live in LA, which I thought was amazing. I was like, oh, these two, like, they could be the next me and Jared. Yeah. Like, I can really see this going her way. But then like, yeah, COVID happened. So it wasn't like you could hang out, but maybe like time apart is good. Make the heart grow fonder.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. He's so wishy-washy. I never know with that guy, but we'll see.
My advice is to become really good friends and then get a boyfriend.
Yeah, there you go. I literally, the amount of times that I get like, oh my god, you're just like Ashley and Jared, I just have hope for you, I'm like, okay, yeah, literally like a daily thing of mine is that's in my DMs all the time. So we'll see if that actually happens, but yeah.
The how does he feel about a single written about him called Stupid Boy? Is that good or bad for the relationship?
I was honestly more worried about his parents because they like loved me so much and we like had a good conversation. I was like, yo, what's up? I'm releasing a song called Stupid Boy. And I was like, shit, the mom is probably like, I don't like her as much anymore. But I mean, I was super open when I started writing it. I like called him because we were still like on decent terms when I first started writing it. And I was like, just by the way, I have a song, you inspired it. I think it's going to be called Stupid Boy. He was like, are you kidding me? I was like, no. He's like, dude, everyone's gonna know it's about me and they're gonna hate me. And I was like, nah, it's fine, they love me.
Oh, that's so amazing. We know that you guys will both end up on Bachelor in Paradise together if you don't get together in real life.
Oh god, yeah, that's that's so scary to me because I'm such a jealous person. Like the thought of Bachelor in Paradise and him and like that sounds terrifying.
And you're really selling it to the producers right now if they're listening.
Terrible. Yeah.
Oh, you're doing a great job. Rudy, where can we hear your single?
Yeah.
It's all on streaming on all music platforms, Spotify, iTunes. I have like a little link on my Instagram that has literally everywhere that you can stream it and listen to all my stuff. So
awesome. Hey, you're the best. Thanks for coming on. Make sure you go check out Rudy's new single. It is called Stupid Boy. Out. It is out now. Go listen. Hey, Rudy, thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys. Y'all take care.
Bye.
We do have the Ferguson twins on the Almost Famous podcast today, chatting about your entering into the Help I Suck at Dating world. What are you doing with Help I Suck at Dating?
So Emily and I have done, we've hosted the first What a Girl Wants spinoff of Help I Suck at Dating with Dean and Jared.
Crushed it.
I feel like our episode is hilarious. So if you guys haven't listened yet, please do. We're really excited about it. And we've had a lot of feedback in our DMs and a lot of comments on our photos, and people have been absolutely loving it. So we really appreciate the feedback and the comments. And we're really glad you guys thought it was funny and helpful and women empowerment. And then also just kind of we're whack. So
yeah.
I don't know. It was a lot of fun to record it, though. So we would really appreciate if you guys could take the time to go listen to it if you already haven't.
So it's interesting. All the hosts of Help I Suck at Dating have significant others. Mm-hmm. You guys can't suck that bad. So yeah, you guys are kind of doing a female spinoff episode. Mm-hmm. So that, like, you know, the guys talk about girls and you girls are going to talk about guys. What do you talk about in this first episode that that's relatable, that like I'll be able to be like, oh my god, Jared does that too?
Well, I mean, I feel like the most relatable part was when in the beginning of our podcast we talk about our ex-boyfriends and like how we let them treat us so poorly for like 5 and 3 years. So that part is like how we sucked at dating. But like relatable stuff, like when we're in our relationships now, I don't know if Jared plays a lot of video games, but
yes he does.
Like, our boyfriends play so many video games, but we talked about how that saved our relationship during quarantine because we needed some alone time.
Exactly. I don't mind when he plays video games at all. I'm like, oh, okay, this is when I'll watch Investigate Discovery and watch Forensic Files. Because
exactly.
He won't watch that stuff with me.
Exactly. Exactly. It was like annoying to have them, like, not annoying, but it was kind of annoying to have them around all the time. So the video games were kind of nice that they could have like boy time and we could just, you know, do what girls need to do.
Yeah.
We talked to our mom, so she talks about dating in your 50s. So she has some good insight about dating apps and what it's like to go on dates with guys who are in their 50s or who have been married before and have kids and ex-wives and stuff. And then we interview one of our girlfriends about dating professional athletes.
Yeah, and how like it's hard to like trust professional athletes, especially in the beginning of the relationship when you don't really like know them.
So you have to like build the trust and they're gone all the time. So you have to be able to communicate. So all those important things on like a lot of girls are interested in dating athletes, but it's honestly really hard all at the same time. But also if you meet a good one, it's like the best thing ever.
How often will this be happening? Like, how often will you be doing this spinoff show?
So they have a new host every week, I think. Like, next week it's Trista. But I think, you know, my sister and I would love to podcast. Like, we had so much fun doing it. We would love to do our own podcast. So, yeah.
Hopefully it can be a more permanent thing. Yeah. We would absolutely love that if people
also love that. That would be, like, our dream job, staying at home and chatting all the time. Me and Haley just love to talk about nonsense. So that'd be the perfect job for us.
You guys, are you going to get your mom signed up for the Bachelor Senior Edition when that starts up again?
Please say yes.
Is that a real thing?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a real thing. It's definitely on hold right now because you know they're a little backed up.
Is like, are they like doing like 50 plus and older, or is it more like? Oh wow! Okay.
Well, I didn't even know about this. I'm 100%.
I heard about it, but I wasn't sure.
Oh wow!
It's gonna be fantastic.
My mom would be way too good at it. They should just make her the Bachelorette.
Yeah, they never really clarified whether it was going to be like Bachelor in Paradise style or whether it was going to be like Bachelor or Bachelorette style. But either way, your mom should be involved.
I love that. She would love that.
Sign her up. Another Ferguson graces our screens. That'd be amazing. Hey, last time you came on, you talked about moving. And I know, obviously, with COVID, things have changed a bit. Are you still planning on moving? Have you moved? Where are you at today?
So my boyfriend is currently in Sweden playing hockey. So I am still planning on moving. Just as of right now, I can't really get a visa. So I am trying to get a visa so I can get over there. But as of right now, we're just waiting for the travel ban to get lifted.
But yeah, that's still the plan. So I'm living with my sister for now until I can get over there. She might be married before me. No, I will not be married before her. Married so she can 90-day fiancé.
I was going to say, that's our next spinoff of 90-day fiancé. There we go.
Oh my gosh, so funny.
I'm not going to lie, I'd be a little pissed if she got married before me.
Because Haley's been in the relationship for about 9 months. And then Emily, you've been in the relationship for like 3 years.
Yep. Yeah. 7 months for me. So still very new.
You're going to move after 7 months, girl, to another country?
I already know that he's the one. It's weird how it happened.
I know. I feel like I know quite a few people who just like it happens so fast, and then there's other people it just doesn't happen fast, which like there's, I think, benefits to both. Like if you're older and you know that this person's the one, then just freaking do it. But then also I think it's great to take your time and not rush into things if you're like younger and stuff. So I don't know. I just feel ready. Yeah. I mean, I'm ready to be married too. I'm just freaking waiting. But he's in Canada right now playing, finishing the playoffs, which they're doing really, really good. They just won like the first seed for like the Western. I don't know much about Western it, but conference. Yeah, but yeah. So anyways, they're still playing in the playoffs, and you know, I got to wait till he comes home to propose to me. So he's going to get a Stanley Cup ring. Then I'm going to get an engagement ring. And 2020 is going to finally be the best year ever.
Okay, well, if that's going to be how it works, I'm going to have to watch hockey more often so that I can watch these the Vegas Knights win this.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, you guys should just come to Vegas once COVID isn't a thing anymore, and we can all go to a game together. That'd be fun.
That sounds fantastic. You guys are great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
And make sure, once again, to tune in to the Help I Suck at Dating spinoff show with the Ferguson Twins, which is out right now. It's hilarious. They're great at it. Make sure you tune in and listen. Emily and Haley, you're the best. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, guys.
A good friend, she just called us angels when she came on, but I think she actually is a real life, living, breathing angel. Tanya from the Scrubbing In podcast is joining us right now.
Hi, Ben Higgins. Hi, Ashley. I love you guys. That's so nice. What a nice intro.
Why do I smile so hard when I see your face?
I don't know, but I love. Are you in bed right now?
Yeah. I've never recorded from bed before, but today I decided to do so.
I'm
here for it.
What really happened was we just told Ashley, hey, you work so hard on the podcast. You are always, you know, your mind is always going. We just need you to relax. So curl up in a blanket, stay in bed all day, just grab your microphone, and we'll make magic happen at the Almost Famous podcast.
I think there's something to that, because I mean, we went to Palm Springs this weekend, and we did our podcast at 10 p.m. at night, which, if you guys know me, like, I'm asleep at 9 o'clock. So it was made for quite some interesting content.
Well, that's what I want to start with. Yeah. So Tanya, I've heard rumors. We're obviously here, a part of the iHeart family. The Scrubbing In podcast is our pride and joy. We really love you guys. And here's what happened. Here's how this is set up. And I want to give my backstory to how I even knew you're in Palm Springs, other than social media. Okay. My fiance was in town this weekend. She was visiting. So we had a couple date nights. And on our one date night on Friday night, we were talking about just some people in our life who have huge roles or impacts and who have just really like brightened up our day. So obviously I go through like the Ashleys of the world, you know, my podcast co-host. And then we stop on Tanya and Becca. We just start talking about you guys because you were one of the two first people to meet Jessica and to make her feel so loved and just kind of welcomed in. And so we decided to text. We sent out a text to Becca and said, Becca, we're just thinking about you. We want to let you know that we love you. And Becca texts us back right away that says, hey, I'm a few spicy margaritas deep. I don't know if I can respond right now. And that is unlike Becca. That is not a Becca character. That is not a text I would expect from Becca. But I knew something was up. So please, Tanya, You're in Palm Springs with your co-host Becca Tilly. What was going on?
Was that Friday night she sent that or Saturday?
I think it was Friday.
Okay, okay. So Saturday was really the debauchery 101. But I think what happened is, like, we've all been super quarantined. And we haven't really, like, I mean, we've seen each other and we hang out with each other. But, I mean, Becca hasn't really drank much all of quarantine. And it, like, we kind of felt like we were on, I mean, we were on vacation. And so you go and you drink like what we normally drink spicy margaritas when we go out, but it was 109 degrees. And we also hadn't really eaten much. Like, we had like a croissant and like some pistachios and maybe some chips and salsa all day. Like, we just kind of kept drinking. I paced myself just because I have been in the desert recently and I know what heat does to me, but it really just like went from like stage one to like stage 100 really, really fast.
Like, when you say stage 100, you don't have any food in your belly. It's 109 degrees. Becca Tilly is let loose this week.
Let loose.
And then you have to record a podcast. So you're there to record a podcast. So at 10 o'clock at night, you're recording this podcast after this time that goes on during the day where you guys are just like out of your minds.
No, you guys, we were supposed to record it at 5 p.m. Mm. So mind you, I'm like a little, I'm like actually feeling good. Like, I'm like drunk loose. But Becca was just like gone. And so we had an interview with Sabrina Carpenter at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And so we're doing an interview on Zoom like this. And all of a sudden, halfway through the interview, Becca just slowly goes out of the frame and like falls down onto the floor.
No way. I can't wait to listen to this
podcast.
And
starts yakking. It starts yakking.
Oh, Becca.
She starts throwing up on the mic, basically.
No. You can't hear it. I haven't listened back. I don't think you can hear it. But you just see her like slowly just fall out of the frame. Oh. And then I'm like still doing the interview with Sabrina and I'm kicking my boyfriend under the table and like pointing to like have him like help her. Do you know what I mean? Cause like I can't do anything. So you can see it's so fun. Like, it's actually very unprofessional, not funny, but like when you, like if you have a sense of humor and you can like look back at it, like it was just so wild. So this happens at 5 o'clock and then she gets better. She orders pizza and we like get her back. And
we get her back.
That's why we
it's a real scrubbing in term.
We just owned it.
Like, I was like, we can't, like, we just need to own it and say we started doing this at 5. We have to tell the story. You know, I was like, I think we just need to own this whole situation. Mm-hmm. I think it turned out really funny because people are responding. Like, people are messaging me that they're like peeing their pants.
Well, because here's the thing. The scrubbing in, like Almost Famous, we have a great following and it's like a terrific group of people, but the scrubbing in, we've always talked about, has like this loyal family-esque following where they're super supportive of each other. They really love you two. And so you share
like
your
a
most
sorority sisterhood.
Yeah.
Of.
Like, it's your most intimate moments. And so if you're not going to share it during the scrubbing in podcast, it feels very appropriate, honestly. Like, it feels unprofessional. It feels, I'm sad for Becca. Like, that
right.
I love Becca. I know this is something that she probably hates just and laughs about. Like, she's just one of my favorite people in the world. But just like you would with your sorority sisters or your fraternity brothers, you share those moments. Like, you have to.
Yeah. And I think also everybody can relate. You know what I mean? Like, we've all been there. Like, we've all been there. So it's just super, super something that like everybody can kind of relate to, you know?
Mark, is there footage of this?
There is footage of this, and I think it's being negotiated as to whether or not it'll be released.
Negotiated, yes!
I know. It's so funny, you guys. Like, literally, we all watch, I think I've watched it like 10 times. It's so freaking funny. And I even said, I was like, we don't need to put Sabrina in it. It's even funnier, like, just you just see the two of us. And then all of a sudden, she just goes down, but then her, like, arm comes up. Like, you see the microphone pop up, back up.
Bye-bye, Becca.
That's so good.
And by the way, Tanya, it is audible. You have to listen very closely, but it's in there.
No way. You can hear her yakking. The best part is everybody was kind of on the same, like, did everybody was like really, like, even my boyfriend was like, I think something happened. Like, there is no way we all got this drunk. And I was like, you guys, it's 115 degrees and we're drinking tequila all day. Like, yes, this is what happens.
Yeah, quarantine, heat, tequila. It's a mixture. So before we move on, because we did bring you on to talk about the Jason Mesnick season, which I know you're a big fan of. speak for your best friend. How is Becca handling this and how is she doing now?
She doesn't want to drink ever again.
Oh, I get it.
And honestly, like, she gets these, like, the last time I ever saw her like this was in 2016 at the iHeart Festival. Do you guys remember
that?
Yes,
I do.
Oh my God, the bathroom floor and the green room.
Yes, yes. So it really doesn't happen to her very often where she gets like this. I mean, but yeah, she's struggling majorly.
Well, we love her. Hey, send our support. Becca Tilly, still one of our favorite people. Hey, actually here, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to break down Jason Mesnick's season with Tanya.
Oh,
all right, we're back with Tanya Rad to talk about Jason Mesnick's season. This is the first time I saw the season. I don't know. I feel like it was the exact same thing as Ari's, right? I mean, like, could not be more parallel.
Really?
Yeah. Did you watch Ari's?
Yeah, I did. And honestly, I haven't. I mean, I was just so obsessed with Jason Mesnick, you guys.
But
like,
why
I was
were you
literally
so obsessed with him?
Yeah, why? I was
in college. I was a senior in college, uh-huh. And my college sisters, like my sorority sisters, signed me up for when he was The Bachelor because I loved him so much. I loved that he was like, I knew that he was committed to it. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah,
I knew
so
that
you
he
watched
was like in it
the season before.
Correct.
Okay.
So I knew that he was like super in it. I love that he was a dad. I just loved everything about him. He just literally felt like such a stand-up guy. I didn't even care about the entertainment value. I was just like, I want to date this man. And I was like, how old? 21 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to be a stepmom.
I remember like not having ever seen his season. So like, you know, like 24 hours ago and being like, Jason Mesnick, like what a weird bachelor pick. Like he's like cutesy, but he's not like a stud. And then
I think he's so stubborn.
Okay, and then I watched the season, Dudley. And I was like, I get Jason Mesnick now. He's a cutie.
And look at him, and he and Molly are still together, like expanding their family, doing great. So I feel like my gut instinct on this man was very accurate.
Yeah, no, he seems like a real good one. I just really got cringy watching, feeling for Molly while I watched him propose to Melissa. Mm-hmm. And like of all of the seasons that have re-aired, this is the only one I feel like genuinely bad about re-airing, because I was like, let's not put this woman through this again. This is just like so hurtful.
I know. And you know what though, sometimes guys, like sometimes men don't get it right at first, and that's okay.
Hello, I'm married to one. Like we've had similar-ish situations, which is why I feel like I was putting myself in Molly's shoes even more yesterday watching it. And yeah, it's just like, yeah, sometimes guys like really need to sit back and think about things.
Something.
So Jason Mesnick is announced as The Bachelor. I think it was a great choice. I think he is. I get it. Like when you meet Jason, you love him more. Tanya, looking back now, as we start to break down this episode, do you really believe that you and Jason could have been a good match?
For sure.
Love it. That's great.
For sure. 100%. I still feel everything I thought about that man was like super, super spot on. And I mean, I don't think it was in the cards. I don't think we were meant to be because mm-hmm. he is where he is meant to be. But it really made me feel like my discernment on people is very spot on at an early age, at 21.
Do you remember the girl Stephanie from his season with the child? She had a 4-year-old?
Can't say that I do.
Oh, really? Okay, well, Harrison interviews her in this GOAT episode. And she seemed like the sweetest person. She was so motherly. They had her daughter on as part of a date. And then during the interview, they don't ask if she's married or she had any more kids. And it really, really irked me because I wanted to know where this woman stands in her love life.
I guess you should have her on the show.
I know. But do you think that means that she's like single and that's why they didn't ask? Possibly.
No, because why would it matter if she was single?
Because I've noticed a pattern. They only ask.
She goes,
he's only asked people when they are like, oh, and happily ever after, here's my spouse.
That's very interesting because you know what? Sometimes happily ever after doesn't mean that you have a spouse.
You don't need to have a spouse. You do not need to. But
yes,
I just,
Charlize Theron that ish.
That's right. But I but as this is The Bachelor, I am still curious.
That's interesting if Chris does that.
Well, I think they just don't keep it in. They don't keep it in the edit.
Right. Like it's like edited out.
Yeah. When he asks about their private life.
Yeah, I don't
anyway,
know.
If anybody knows the update on Stephanie's private life, I'd love to know. Also, can we talk about the fashion 2009? Because all these GOAT episodes, I'm like, holy, I thought that we had our stuff together by this decade or like by this year. And we apparently did not. Like these girls are like wearing the cheapest looking dresses at the final rose ceremony. They look like costumes.
I know, but that's like how it was back in the day. You know what I mean? Like it's
but
like
it wasn't
like before...
even back in the day. Like I know it was 11 years ago, but in 2009, you know, I had a beautiful what I thought was a beautiful prom dress.
Yeah, take a look back at your prom dress and see how beautiful it really is now.
I know, right? It's just so crazy. And then like all these girls are like wearing these baby doll dresses. I'm like, I can't believe this is what we chose to wear on TV. Like this was our hottest outfits.
I know. But it's also like before Instagram and like all that stuff was a thing. So people I feel like just didn't, I don't want to say didn't care, but it was just like, you know, different time.
Yeah.
Tanya, before we let you go here, if I give you like a minute now as we close to try to convince our listeners that they should watch Jason Mesnick's GOAT episode, how would you sell them?
Okay. If you are just a true romantic at heart and you love love and you believe and you have faith in great men, if you just want to see a great man who was in a situation, he is a single father wanting to remarry and create another family and just have a hopeful heart, this is the man for you. He's tried and true, salt of the earth, great guy, will make you have faith in men again. Jason Mesnick season, ladies and gentlemen.
Love it, Tanya. You're the best. Hey, make sure if you're listening, tune in to the Scrubbing In podcast. And also you can check Tanya all over the U.S. On the Ryan Seacrest show every morning, right?
That's right, baby.
Keep it going. Tanya, you're the best. We love you. We'll talk to you soon.
I love you guys. I can talk to you more about Mesnick season, but I'll let you go. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.
Jason Mesnick season of The Go is this week. We'll be back next week with another breakdown, some more guests. Ashley and I will be here. Ashley, you're the best. All you listening, once again, tune in to the Help I Suck at Dating spinoff. You got to listen to Scrubbing In with Tanya and Becca. And please don't forget to listen to Almost Famous every week. With that, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley.
We'll
bye,
talk
guys.
To you soon, guys.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.